Loredan raised an index finger. I have written a book about democracy. It's called Democracy, a Fraud? Democracy disgusts me. It makes me sick. He delivered this sentiment forcefully, but without any lapse of affability. As he warmed to his topic, he abandoned English and was now speaking entirely in Italian. Do you know what democracy is based on? Numbers. But as everybody knows, when quantity increases, quality decreases. Democracies have a degrading base because the quality only gets worse and worse. That is why democracies have inept leaders elected at random. A far better course is to put government in the hands of an elite aristocracy, people who have inherited an aptitude for justice and good government from their noble ancestors. This is true. The best governments have always taken the form of monarchies and elite aristocracies. This has been confirmed historically, genetically, and biologically. I take it, I said, you are referring to such elite governments as that of the old Venetian Republic. Ecco, exactly. The ruling patriarchy. There are very few of us left. The Barbarigo family is extinct. So are the Morcenigos. The Pisanis who built this palace have died out too. So have the Gritis, the Dandolos, the Falieres, the Sagredos, and the Contarinis. 8 of the 120 doges were Contarinis. What doges' families are left? The Gradenigo family is still around. They are an old family, but not very important. And let me see, the Veniers and the Marcellos. You would find my book, Nobility and Government, interesting. I am now writing a book proving the existence of reality. It is already 2,000 pages long. A book on the subject of reality, written by a Venetian, had curious possibilities. Loredan seemed on the verge of explaining, but his wife was tugging at his sleeve. Well, another time, he said, but I will send you a copy of my book explaining why democracy is a fraud. As he shuffled away, his wife tugging and smiling apologetically, he raised his hand as if to wave goodbye. Instead, he held up three fingers. Three, he said, three doges. We started walking toward the tall windows on the Grand Canal. Rose pointed out a couple looking in our direction. The man was corpulent and had a head of untamed, wispy red hair and a broad, gap-toothed grin. The woman was dark-haired, lithe, and younger. That's Alistair and Romilly McAlpine, she said. Alistair is very tight with Margaret Thatcher. He was treasurer of the Conservative Party when she was Prime Minister. He collects things, serious things like paintings by Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko, and less serious things like shepherd's crooks, rag dolls, and police truncheons. He's got about 900 truncheons by now, I think. Romilly has exquisite taste and a huge collection of Vivian Westwood dresses. Anyway, the McAlpines aren't so much living in Venice as hiding out here, because their house in London was firebombed by the IRA, and they've had to, Romilly! Alistair!